Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son, and he knew her again no more. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And his father refused, and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dwelt proudly he was above them. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him, and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague 7 days. And if, when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. Then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, Then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the 7th day the priest shall look on the plague. And behold, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin. And in the 7th day the priest shall look on the skull, and behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, but if he be poorer than thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him, according to his ability that vowed shall the priest value him. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 70 and 13 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, but the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. I will smite them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Balak sent yet again princes more, and more honorable than they. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there, to drive out nations from before thee greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, 7 nations greater and mightier than thou, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. If thou shalt say in thine heart, These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day, to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. That they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down unto Beth-horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And he said unto them, What have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? And now art thou anything better than Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? And the men of the city said unto him on the 7th day before the sun went down, What is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, If ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, Why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And Samuel said unto him, The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth, that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. And he said to David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight, and of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honour. Howbeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her, and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise, be gone. And she said unto him, There is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then did ye despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah. But he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first 3, and David set him over his guard. As the Lord hath been with my lord the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne, And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword, my father David not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. For he was wiser than all men, than Athan the Ezrahite, and Heman and Chalcol, and Darda the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou speak unto this people that speak unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, Their gods are gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And number thee an army, like the army that thou hast lost, horse for horse, and chariot for chariot. And we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And he hearkened unto their voice, and did so. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. But they hearkened not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. Of the three he was more honorable than the two, for he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not to the first three. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar there were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar according to the house of their fathers. And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. But hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which are better than thyself. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings, wherefore their brethren the Levites did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Lord pardon every one. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen, whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hast given us such deliverance as this, if it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head, and made her queen instead of Vashti. Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if so Haman came in, and the king said unto him, What shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures? Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope, so that my soul chooseth strangling and death rather than my life. Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. And that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much elder than thy father. Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But now they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elder than he. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou saidst, My righteousness is more than God's? Look unto the heavens and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than thou, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Thou art fairer than the children of men, grace is poured into thy lips, therefore God hath blessed thee for ever. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. And he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. For the lips of a strange woman drop as in honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoureth himself and lacketh bread. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. Reproof entereth more into a wise man than an hundred stripes into a fool. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. For better it is that it be said unto thee, Come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool for ever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Wherefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they, which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Better is an handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. For to him that is joined to all the living there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse! How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices! What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Behind the doors also and the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. They hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. And death shall be chosen rather than life for all the residue of them that remain in this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, every one mocketh me. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. They shall cut down her forest, saith the Lord, though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers, and are innumerable. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It is become like a stick. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And she hath changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes, they have not walked in them. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because ye multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you, so will I stretch out my hand upon them, and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness toward Diblath in all their habitations. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but, as if that were a very little thing, thou wast corrupted more than they in all thy ways. Neither hath Samaria committed half thy sins, but thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than they, and hast justified thy sisters in all thine abominations which thou hast done. Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins, that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame in that thou hast justified thy sisters. And when her sister Aholibah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she and in her whoredoms, more than her sister in her whoredoms. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Now the upper chambers were shorter, for the galleries were higher than these, than the lower, and then the middlemost of the building. For they were in three stories, but had not pillars as the pillars of the courts. Therefore the building was straitened more than the lowest and the middlemost from the ground. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me endanger my head to the king. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had 2 horns. And the 2 horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength through his riches he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia, and shall also carry captives into Egypt their gods with their princes and with their precious vessels of silver and of gold. And he shall continue more years than the king of the north. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Pass ye unto Calne and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border? Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Art thou better than Populus, no, that was situate among the rivers that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea and her wall was from the sea? Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city? Behold, I send you forth. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever there, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Zidon at the day of judgment than for you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having 2 hands or 2 feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with 1 eye, rather than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire. And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. For a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceeding. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye compass sea and land to make 1 proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him 2-fold more the child of hell than yourselves. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure unto the 3rd day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. And preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed, than having 2 hands, to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with 1 eye, than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water. But one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Zidon at the judgment than for you. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And he said, Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. I have showed you all things, how that, so laboring, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down unto Caesarea. And the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed for ever. Amen. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. But in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. But if any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Haters, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first.